Well, thank you, Lydia. Can you hear me okay? You're breaking up on my end.
Okay, let me. Is that better?
I think
I could hear
so.
You fine.
Okay, that's what matters. I don't want to be breaking up for everybody else. So thanks for having me. And, wow, it's been an interesting few weeks for me. I love being on these calls, and I appreciate it. And, you know, I always kind of want to think about what it is that is relevant in my life that I could share with people that would hopefully make a difference in theirs. And it was interesting. Last week, I think it was last week, it was Victory Day in the U.S. And Victory Day was part of World War II, and it was a victory because, I don't want to get into any of the racial things, it was, let's just say, a moment of war celebration that the U.S. was able to appreciate, celebrate, and move forward on. But we have people from around the world that live in our borders now in North America. And so I never want anyone to feel like they are less than because of what's happened in the past. But the reality is today we live together arm in arm and we share our cultures and our religions and our faith and our backgrounds and our foods and our traditions and our music and our fashion. And it truly is an amazing life that we get to participate in and be a part of. And for that, I am truly thankful. Excuse me. But when I think about Victory Day, what was interesting for me was the question of victory is winning over something. It's when something rises above. And so the question I posed on Facebook was, what is it that's holding you back that you claim victory over? And I read the Marianne Williams poem that is, so well known today about how we play small and hiding our light under a bushel does not serve the world. And so it's important that we step up into our greatness because by doing so, we give others people permission to do the same. So it was interesting how much that post that I did actually affected me. And that was, and then the end of last week, I had a meeting with Ashley Torian, who's been doing our True Health, and Patty, and we were talking about moving forward and what we want to do going into the fall. And we've been asked to do another challenge because so many people find it incredible to have the support there, the coaching, whether they do it full time, whether it's something that they just tap into, whether it's something they have their people tap into, whether they're there for fat loss or they're just to maintain the mentality that supports them in having a healthy lifestyle, whatever we may find our purpose to be, that whole new U90 True Health program has truly become a staple within our Manitech community. And when I'm having this conversation with her, it was about, people start, they don't necessarily finish. They get so excited about what's possible. And then all of a sudden this thought about the victory came to my mind and going, victory only happens when you have the commitment to stick with something regardless. If you want to do it, regardless if you get tired of it, regardless if you're getting the results you want, regardless of any excuse, you only claim victory when you pursue, when you don't quit no matter what. So I said to Ashley, I think I can make a shift in the field, and I think one of the ways I need to do it is that I need to put myself out there and do something that I'm very uncomfortable doing. And so as many people may know, I went through a lot of personal stuff a number of years ago, and my way of dealing it is emotional eating. That is my not okay place. That's my go-to and the place that hurts me the most. So something I've done, not proud of. It was sort of the way that I kept going. And over this last 6 months, I finally hit that place of going, the time has come to take it on, and I have lost a bunch of weight and fat. And yes, I am still on that program. But I do it very privately. And I do it privately for probably a lot of reasons that most people do things privately. If I declare it out loud, people are going to ask me how I'm doing. They're going to be watching my results, both of which are accountability. And accountability when it comes to something personal is very difficult for most people to handle. Believe me, I so relate to that. I'm also private because if I have a meltdown or I have a breakdown or I have a moment of weakness, I don't want to have to explain it to anybody. I feel like I remain strong and I remain solid and I'm there for everybody else. And so when I have my not okay moments, I don't want to have to share that with the world. So part of that is pride. And, you know, sometimes I'm just exhausted and so I become lazy. And so sometimes, you know, I want to make up a story around it because I don't want to explain it. So you're all going, where is this going? So yesterday I'm at church and we go through, you know, the seven deadly sins of, you know, lying, of laziness, of all, you know, all the sins we go to and things that we've done in thought, word, and deed. And it just hit me, like, so clearly that today my message has to be about being willing to step out. I shared this with Ashley and Patty on Friday that maybe, I said, what I need to do is step out and become uncensored and real with people about the challenges and the battle that I go through. It, whether it be fat loss, whether it be discipline, whether it be whatever, because sometimes seeing people that appear like they've got it all together, believe me, we don't. And so the more real that I get, the more real, hopefully, people will join in and do the same thing. So I am going to start in September. Boy, so here's my declaration. I am going to go uncensored and real on the New U 90. I'm going to do the program. I'm going to ask Ashley to support me through that program. She will be doing a call a week with all of us. I will do the calls with people, and I will share my journey. Now, it's not about just the fat loss. It's not about weight loss. It's about whatever it is for you that you choose to claim victory over. And so this is where we go full circle to where I started. Where is it in your life that you've been playing small that you get to play big? Where is it that you've allowed vanity to get in the way or pride to get in the way or a program around a need to look good or you need to be right, whatever it may be? Where in your life have you allowed these things to interfere, really interfere with success? Because that's what they do. You can't have both. And so for me today, that's what this is about. So I'm going to ask you to write down three things that would put you over the moon to get a grip on. I would say one of them should be personal. So is it your weight? Is it your health? Is it your cholesterol? Is it your addiction to sugar? Is it your lack of exercise? Is it your you do great all day and then you binge at night on munchies, is whatever it may be, personally. So that is the physical side of personal. What about relationally? How many of you have relationships that are not where you want them to be? Relationships that you need to get better. People that you may be estranged from. There may be people in your life that were part of your business and for some reason today are not. And now you're trying to figure out how to make that relationship work, or maybe you've lost it altogether. Maybe it's something to do with your partners. Maybe it's something to do with your kids. Possibly it may be something to do with you. Something that you have held a resentment towards yourself that you haven't let go of. That there needs to be some room for forgiveness in order to move forward. So, sorry, I got a bit of a cold still. So, where is it in your personal life that you claim, want, that you're committed to claim victory over? Physically, emotionally, relationally, socially, you know, have we lost friends with people that mattered a lot in your life before? Is it recreation and fun? Is it just getting out and allowing yourself to just enjoy life again and stop beating yourself up? There's lots of problems. We all have them, and sometimes they become overwhelming. So where in your life are you going to claim that victory? I had somebody who wouldn't visit with friends because she had gained so much weight that she didn't want any of us to see her. And it broke my heart because it wasn't the fact, nobody even saw the weight. But what we all did see is the fact that we had become disconnected. We didn't know what was going on in her life anymore. And gradually it became easier to let it go than it was to fight for it. And so that's part of what, you know, we need to take a look at. What have we become easier to let go of because the fight for something became too hard? Something that used to matter to us that somehow we've let go of. So number one would be, what are you going to claim victory over personally? Secondly, what is it that you believe in that you've not done anything about? So I'm going to call it esoteric. Like, what is it that you have wanted to see a difference in this world? Is it something that has to do with your place of worship? So is it a church? Is it a synagogue? Is it a mosque? Is it whatever? Is it just a place of gathering where you've wanted to participate more, create this space for young people to be there, have a playground for kids to play in? Is it providing books or just being able to have a space, so support with the rent? I don't know, whatever it may be. Is it something that you are an activist of some kind? Are you an environmentalist of some kind? So yesterday when I was at church, we had a big church picnic. It was a big celebration for us yesterday. And so, you know, we had an environmentalist there. God bless them. They were great. It was a young man, and he got a whole bunch of kids to support him and going, look, it doesn't matter if it's a picnic or not. We need to be recycling. So what is recycling going to look like at a picnic? Well, everybody's got water bottles. So all the water bottles need to go wherever. And they stood there when people threw out their garbage and actually, instead of making them wrong, helped them, supported them. So it was an easy thing to do. But, you know, with hundreds of people throwing out just the water bottles, forget the plastic utensils, that paper plates. I mean, it all had to be separated, you know, and the food scraped off. And it was, but it mattered to him enough to make a difference. Some people say, oh my gosh, there's so much. What difference can, you know, would one person make? But imagine if everybody did one small thing for something they believed in. And all of a sudden we had a million people doing one small thing. What could we create as a result of it in the areas that really matter to us? So I support orphans. I obviously, you know, we as a company, M5M, we support feeding kids, both through our Phyto Blend and by the association that we have with kids around the world. We now not only nourish them, we actually feed these kids. So that is something we're committed to. Personally, I sponsor orphans. I grew up with one parent. I was very blessed. I had an incredibly committed mom, but I lost my dad when I was young. And I, to this day, have moments in my life where I wonder what it would be like to have a parent, to have that parent, to have a male role model in my life growing up. So I can't imagine what it's like for children to have neither. So that's my thing. So that's how I choose to participate. And yet I go, you know, do I really do enough? What more could I do? So I send money. And, you know, one or two of them will write a letter I'll respond to. But what more could I do? How could I claim victory over one horrific act that happened to one child? Because I don't know what that child could do in their life. So what more could I do? What do I claim victory over? So personally, what are you going to claim victory over? Esoterically, a difference in this world giving back. Remember, what goes around comes around. I so believe in that. It will come back one way or another. The question is, what will that look like? And number three, and what this call is about primarily for many of you is what are you going to claim victory over in your business? What is it that you have not been doing that it's time to do? What is it, because like me, you have allowed your vanity or your pride or your need to look good or your fear of failure or your fear of success or whatever that may be, what are you going to claim victory over? What are you going to do? There, you know, and it's amazing because when I got clear about this conversation today, in my head, all these things started popping up. Stuff that I have put off doing from in all of those areas. And even in the business world, I look at it and I go, oh my gosh, we are always on the go. We have events going. We have promotions going. We are on. And so, you know, what more could we do? Well, it's not necessarily more from the standpoint of greater activities or adding volume. But the more could be as simple as, what could we do that would have more of an impact? What could our team do here in the sales force for North America that would touch more lives? What could we be doing, saying, being participating in that would create hope, excitement, and activity so that people go out and start changing the results in their business? I don't care how successful you are. There is not one person in this company that could not be doing better. And when we do better financially, there is more we can do in the world to make it better. So when people say it's not about the money, then I go, you have not seen a child starve. When they say it's not about the money, then you have not seen the difference that sometimes medication or our products, just our products, can make in the lives of people. And so money is the currency of being able to make a difference in this world. Your time, your expertise, your heart, your commitment are all incredibly valuable. And they play a huge role in shifting where we go in this world. But understand, if we need something, that at some point we all need something in our causes that requires money. And there's nothing more phenomenal than that feeling of going, I can do that. I can do that for that person. I can do that for that organization. I can do that for me because I've worked hard enough to change the results, and I can tap into the currency that allows me to do it. So you can tell I'm getting fired up. I am very excited about this. What are you going to claim victory over? What do you need to do? I am going to be declaring this challenge that I'm doing in September. How many of you, as your personal goal, are going to join me? Think about it. You don't need to because it's going to be fun or you feel obligated. I would rather have 5 committed people than 500 wishy-washy. Because 5 committed people can create a movement. 500 uncommitted, 500 wishy-washies won't even make a ripple. And I am about creating a movement. I'm done playing small on so many levels. So what is it for you that you're going to commit to? What are you going to commit to personally? Write one thing down. Just one. Some of you may be going, oh my gosh, I have more than one thing. What am I going to do? Write them all down. And then when we're off the call, go back and put them in order of priority. Number 2, what are you going to do to claim victory over in that world of esoteric? So whether it be anything out there beyond you to make a difference. That opens up a lot of doors. It's not restrictive at all. So what are you going to be doing? And number 3, what are you going to be doing about this business? What are you claiming to do? So one of the reasons I am challenging you to think about joining me on my 90-day program is because it is going to be true health-based. But it's going to be so much more than that. It's going to challenge us to step into doing something in our businesses towards what we say matters to us. It's going to be challenging us to step in and do something in that world of making a difference that is going to move us towards the goals we say we have, those things that, again, matter to us. So I'm going to be putting it out there, and I hope a number of you choose to join me. And again, I say this. Please do not join if you're not 100% committed. And I have to tell you, 90 days is a long time. People go, oh, I can do anything for 90 days. Well, good for you. For me, it's a long time. And I'm not about to start something and quit or have people quit on me halfway through when it gets tough or they get bored or they get frustrated. If we're going to do this, let's do this. So it's a beautiful Monday morning. It is the start of a new week. It is all about new beginnings. And so what are you going to make this week look like for you? What are you going to create this week? What will you claim victory over and start putting into action the things that will move you towards that victory? And then the last part is, and what are you going to do to celebrate that victory? Because that could be the thing that motivates you more than anything to keep going when the going gets tough for you. So how do we make things happen? Number 1, we declare them. So write it down. If you can think it, ink it. Remember that. Write it down and put it in front of your face where you're going to see it all the time. Your bathroom mirror, your fridge door, your screensaver on the back of the door that you walk out of every morning, on your steering wheel. You want to keep dinging and dinging and dinging and dinging your subconscious every single day on what that goal is, so you stay in line so that you make choices that support you and don't sabotage you to do that. So if you can think it, ink it, write it down, and put it where you're going to see it over and over and over and over. First thing when you wake up, last thing when you go to bed. Next, speak it out. Speak it out to the universe. As you speak to people, talk about it as though it's already done. I'm so excited about the success that I'm noticing in my business. Don't set yourself up to lose, by the way, by creating goals or declaring something that is going to put you off the edge or put you in a perpetual state of anxiety. Creep, crawl, walk, run. Find something that will give you excitement and hope. Grasp that and then go on to the next thing. So I am doing my health wellness program in chunks. So I did the first chunk because I knew I could handle it. And that chunk is what has allowed me to stay solid as I get prepared to do the next round, the next really concentrated effort. So creep, crawl, walk, run. Remember that. Speak about it as though it is done. Speak about it as though it is happening. Speak about it like you're in it, not, gee, I can't wait, if, only, when, da-da-da-da. Don't use that verbiage. This is committed. This is happening. You are making a declaration to yourself, to others, to the universe, to the world at large. Put it out there. Number three, accountability. Find a buddy. Those of you that have worked with me before know this to be the most true thing. You will maybe not go to the gym at 6 o'clock in the morning if you need to go alone, especially if it's cold or rainy or whatever it may be. But if I tell you I'm going to meet you at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know what? I am more likely to make it because I've got that accountability than if I talk to myself about it and go, oh, I'll do it later. I'll do whatever. So get that accountability. And the last thing is create the reward or put something at risk. Something that is going to motivate you in those low moments to go, come on, we've got this, get up. We're not about to either give up on that reward or pay the price because we put something at risk. So I am very excited about moving forward. I'm excited that it's a new day. And I'm not sure necessarily where the road will take each and every one of us because our journeys are different. What I do know, however, is that we can make a difference in our lives if we get our heads straight about what it is that we want to create. We can do it. We're not going to leave our lives up to chance, you know? And so this is the old saying many of you have heard, you know, don't be a ghostwriter in the story of your own life. Write your story. Start it today. Get on board and let's do this. Let's go out and make it a difference. Make a difference. Let's make a difference not only for ourselves, but for those around us. Because remember, as you allow your light to shine, you give other people permission to do the same. So go be a beacon in someone else's life. You have no idea who may be counting on you to step up starting today. So, Lydia, are you still there?
I'm still here. That was amazing.
I think I'm done.
You think you're done?
I think I'm done. I really do. I'm not sure if there are questions. I'm open to answer any, but
okay.
I think I'm pretty clear where I'm at, and I'm, as I said, open to answer any questions or comments that people may have.
Does anybody have any questions for Sona? They may still be sleeping.
Well, yeah,
I
hey, Sharon.
Here, Sona.
Yeah.
Hey.
How
just
you?
Wanted to say bravo.
Thank you.
Good job.
Seeing you. is great.
We're proud of you, Sona.
Well, you know what? Don't be proud of me. Be proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Proud of everybody who steps out and makes that choice. Because it is a personal choice.
It is a personal choice, you know. Yeah.
Hey, this is Mary Earp. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, I'm in with you, and I think we all are on this call. Especially, I really think this is spirit-driven. I mean, in order for us to take this company forward, we personally have to reflect what we know this is all about. And what you gave us was so simple. And, yeah, together as one, we could go forward. We each have our own challenges. So we just, I'm in with you. And I know you can do it. And I know together we can each change our own lives in the world.
Awesome.
Higher and bigger.
And you know what? And that's the thing. This company is not going to move itself. And no one of us can move this company.
Right.
But each one of us can inspire one more person to lock arms with, so collectively we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's what I'm committed to.
Amen.
So what's happening? I have one other question for you. What is happening in October?
Well, I heard you talk a little bit about October the 5th. Everybody needs to save the date. October the 5th, starting at 10 a.m. from about 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, there's going to be an event. And you were sharing some of the things in the event, but I'm just going to tell you, it is going to be incredible. We have so much going on that's positive. We have so much excitement around stuff. We have so many people excited. We are going to start bringing in people who are excelling in different areas of their business and having them share what they're doing step by step with everyone else. So I am very pumped. I'm just going to tell you, you got to be there. It's a non-negotiable, do not, never to be missed, 4 hours. How's that?
Perfect. Well, I told everybody to be there. And I know they do have a flyer now in the library, so you can start promoting it with your people too.
Right. So let's talk about what Be There looks like, by the way. So there are going to be three areas that are actually set up with meetings that day. Vancouver Training Center, the Ontario Training Center in Toronto, and Dallas. So if you have the capacity to be near any of those physically, get there. There is nothing. Mary Earp, you were in Dallas last time. There is nothing like being there in person, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And actually, every meeting, manifest all of them. We got to be there.
Oh, all of them. Oh, for sure. So you want to be there in person. If for some reason you're unable to be there in person, then be there via a watch party. So what that means is you get a group of people and you come together. People go, oh, you mean we all watch from our living rooms? No, you all come together and you watch from one living room. There's a reason for that. It builds an incredible team feeling. Your ability to share information and digest it and explain it and learn from one another, because you'll hear things differently. And then you figure out what you're going to do with that information. So while you're there, you start making a plan on implementing what's there. So that when you leave, not only have you had an incredible experience, that you're excited about what's coming, you see possibilities, you've had trainings on how to go out and implement it, let you have a plan and a commitment as a team as to what you're going to do. And last but not least, if you send in pictures of these parties, you might actually get prizes, because I love prizes and surprises. So,
maybe a new Apple computer?
Yeah, not that big of a surprise.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
You keep pushing. You keep pushing. Absolutely.
You know, there'll be a new Apple iPhone out by that point, too.
Seriously? And you'll have about two of them if I know you by then.
Yes.
Okay. So,
Donna?
What October's about. Yes.
I'm going to be there at the October one at the Toronto office. I hope there's more than just me and Vita there, but I hear you're banding.
There will be. No, there will be. There will be. May will have part of her team here, and we have a group coming in from Huntsville.
Cool. Good.
Which one are you going to be at?
She's going to be in the Vancouver.
Yeah. I'm going to be in Vancouver.
Okay.
So we are actually going to be launching live from Vancouver this time. So we did live in Dallas last time, and we're live in Vancouver this time. And we're moving around. So we'll see where we're going to come live from next.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're all great. And I'll be in all of them. I'll just be in your living room. I'll be in your kitchens. I'll be in your rec rooms. I'll be in your church basements having meetings. I'll be wherever you are. I promise I'll come in live stream.
Any other questions for Sona?
Sona, thanks for that, because actually that's what the Asians are doing in Vancouver. And so thanks for promoting us North Americans that we do have to get together with more than yourself.
So this is a big thing for me, is part of my area of responsibility is ethnic markets. And so this is how I look at it. We have some basic ethnic markets in North America, and they collectively make up North America. We have the Chinese, Koreans, Japanese, Hispanics, and Anglos. Anglos are an ethnic group. And so, you know, in Canada, we always talk about ourselves as being a melting pot. A melting pot is what happens more in the U.S., and in Canada, we talk ourselves about being a mosaic, where we come together with all of our differences, and we make a beautiful picture. So my belief is, let's make North America bring all of these different groups with all of our different strengths, all of our different languages, all of our different cultures, our different way of doing businesses, and let's learn from one another and share it. But I'm going to tell you, on that event, one of the key speakers is not from North America, because they've been having incredible success in other areas of the world. And I reached out to this person and said, will you share this with the North America team? Be part of our mosaic. And the answer was, absolutely, I would love to. So it's bigger than just us, Mary, which is just so great, eh?
Nice.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Sona? Okay. Will you guys, Mary Jo will be back next week to finish off the book, Direct Selling Success from Amway to Zombies. That will be the last section of the book. So you don't want to miss that. And you guys all have a great week. Talk to you next week. Thanks, Sona.
Thanks everybody. Sona. And watch for my post. I want to see you online with me in September. Please jump on board.
We can't wait to see
you. I'd love to have you. Okay. Talk
Thank
to you,
you
later.
Okay.